It's an absolutely incredible thing to have come out. Like, I can't actually believe that I've been selected onto the Winter Olympic team for Pyeongchang in February. It's just made every injury worth it, every sort of sacrifice I've made along the way worth it. There's been so many days where I've questioned, is this all worth it? Is this all worth it? But then for this sort of moment to come along where you're thinking, no, everything is completely worth it. I have earned my place on that team and I'm going to go there and I'm going to represent Team GB and I'm just going to ski as fast as I can. It's incredible. I vividly remember sitting down with coaches and in probably around 2008, 2009 and being like, okay, 2014 Olympic Games, I think that's too soon, but 2018, I want to be there and 2022 is where I want my medal. So to be on that pathway that I've set out, what, 10 years ago now, it's a great feeling. And I've been selected to compete in the slalom as an individual event and also the team event, which is making its Olympic debut. So there's two girls, two guys, and it's kind of a head-to-head against other countries. So that's a hugely exciting event to be part of and something that I think, well, an event that we have a really good chance in. Obviously, it's an incredible feeling to have so many athletes from such a small area, and I think it just goes to show that we don't have to be a leading alpine nation to have athletes competing with the best in the world. Both the curling teams reached the finals in the European Championships, and it just goes to show that hard work, dedication, good programming, and everything will get you to the top. And if you believe in what you're doing, then you'll be able to compete against those countries that you think of as the leading winter nations. Yeah, I hope to provide that kind of inspiration. And I've always said to everybody that, your dreams are in your own hands. And if you want something, if you want to be at the Olympic Games, if you want an Olympic medal, you're the one that ultimately has to work for it. And so all I can say is like get out there and work hard, set out a plan and just go for it. Because at the end of the day, you're only going to regret the chances that you haven't taken. I grew up skiing on Cairngorm Mountain. I didn't do anything fancy. I was always in Scotland until I was about 12 years old. So, it's entirely possible to be competing with the best guys in the world, right on your doorstep.